Hello, and welcome to this week's Pulse Podcast. I'm Terry Rombeck of the Lawrence Journal World. This week, we're featuring the music of Prairie Glimpses, a new CD out that features songs about Kansas and Kansas history. After that, we'll tell you about some of the events going on in Lawrence this weekend in our weekly Best Bets section. But first, we're joined by Diane Gillenwater of Topeka, who helped organize the Prairie Glimpses CD. Welcome, Diane.
Hi, Terry. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Tell us a little bit about how this CD came to be.
Well, my friend Callie Krallman, who is a great landscape artist and does a lot of Kansas landscapes, came to me for violin slash fiddle lessons because I teach music down at the Americana here in Lawrence and in Topeka. And she was my first student and my first failure. However, we became really, really good friends. And so we had been friends for a while, and she'd been going through some things in her life, and she had started writing basically what was poetry and done some research on her family with Kansas history. She brought me a song that turned into what Jacob Riley's song saw, which is what you'll hear in a few minutes. It's about Quantrell's raid on Lawrence. Her family was actually camped outside of Lawrence the night of Quantrell's raid. When I saw her poetry, which I thought could be song lyrics, I told Callie, I said, you know what? I think I could turn that into a song. And she goes, that would be so neat. You know, let me see what you can do. So I did. I sat down with my guitar in the living room, and the song just kind of came to me, has a really good feel to it. And that was the start. And Callie would bring me different ideas for songs. She wrote probably 22. We narrowed them down to 16. I wrote most of the music for the CD. We also engaged some other composers. We didn't want everything to sound alike. Sometimes you run into that, composing music with one person. So that is kind of how the project came about. I had kind of seen this in my mind from the first song. I thought, Kansas does really not have its own music, its own CD, and wouldn't it be very, very neat to kind of give Kansas a present of their own music?
Give us a sense of some of the topics that are covered in some of these songs.
Well, everything from historical things, like there's a ghost at Fort Riley named Susan Fox, and we wrote a song about her. She still haunts the fort to this day, and she died of cholera, and her husband was in the army there at Fort Riley. We have Damsel in Distress, and Alfred Packard's going to sing that. But we also have songs about different places in Kansas. A lot of people may not have heard the Arickaree Breaks out in northwest Kansas, a very interesting geographical place where there are actually dirt canyons, almost not like the Grand Canyon, but small canyons where the cattle really get lost. And we wrote a song about a little cowgirl that got lost and never was found out there. That's a fictional song. And then we also came up with a song, beautiful song Terry Ladislaw sings, called The Mill Creek Road. And it's like coming from being the point of view of a songwriter returning to Kansas and coming home and singing about wondering if your folks will leave the light on and will the dog come barking down the driveway. And Mill Creek Road is actually Skyline Drive out west of Topeka, and Callie goes out there and paints a lot. And Callie's from western Kansas and frequently goes home to western Kansas, so it's a coming home song. So it's a nice variety in the album. It has a really good flow. It has a feel of bluegrass country and folk. And the songs are varied, yet have a common thread to them.
Well, listen to one of those songs. This is the Quantrell's Raid song. It's called What Jacob Riley Saw, and it's performed by Michael Paul and Terry Ladislaw of Lawrence with Randy Willis on piano and bass.
In August of 1863, Missouri rebels rode out west across the dark prairie. It was their plan to get to Lawrence Town. Like devils in the moonlight, they burned farmhouses down. The harvest moon had faded, darkness was too deep. So they took young Jacob Riley from his house on Captain's Creek. In nothing but a nightshirt, his fate he did foresee. Forced to be their guide that night, he struggled to get free. The town lay calm in slumber as dimness turned to dawn. They rode downtown to Main Street, but Hadley's men were gone. Quantrell's raiders were taking Lawrence down, shooting unarmed men and burning buildings to the ground. what Jacob Riley saw. Boy hid in the shadows, blood splattered on his shirt. His innocence was shattered, eyes filled with hurt. Smoke and fire filled the air, cries of fear all round. Jacob was forever scarred with death and all its sounds. An eerie quiet settled in, black smoke hung in the air. Quantrill gave to Riley a new suit of clothes to wear. Gave the boy a horse to ride and touched him on the cheek. Jacob held tight to his horse, back to Captain's Creek. Quantrill's raiders were taking Lawrence down, shooting unarmed men and burning buildings to the ground. Blood ran cold that day on the banks of the Kaw. God only knows what Jacob Riley saw. Quantrill's raiders were taking Lawrence down, shooting unarmed men and burning buildings to the ground. Blood ran cold that day on the banks of the Kaw. God only knows what Jacob Riley saw. God only knows what Jacob Riley saw. God only knows what Jacob Riley saw.
Again, that was What Jacob Riley Saw, performed by Lawrence musicians Michael Paul and Terry Lottasaw. Diana, I get the sense that there might not be a ton of songs out there celebrating Kansas. You kind of alluded to that. Did that factor into your decision much in putting this thing together?
Well, it kind of did as an afterthought. I tried to look around and see what might be out there, and you'll find a song here and there, but I have yet to actually find an album that says, you know, this is original Kansas music, you know, performed by Kansans. I haven't seen anything, and I cannot, you know, say that I have done exhaustive research to find that out, but I believe it's the first of its kind, and I hope that's true, because we're really proud to have the honor to do that.
Are there other CD projects like this from other states that you've run across?
A lot. I think, when I travel to Missouri or Colorado or Louisiana, you know, you'll see, you know, music of the Cajun music, you know, Louisiana music, Missouri, Southwest Missouri music, music of the Ozarks, music of the Rocky Mountains. But, hey, where's the Kansas music?
Well, let's hear another song off the CD. This is by a Lawrence band, Alfred Packer's Memorial String Band. It's called Damsel in Distress.
Hot ashes still smoldered in the limestone fireplace. Out on Stinson Hill was a place the governor stayed. Julia and Reed are playing a wild game of chess. They played about an hour when a noise came from the west. 300 drunken rebels firing gunshots in the breeze. Out to lynch this governor of anti-slavery. They pounded on the door and told old Reeder to come out. When he would not surrender, they began to scream and shout. Then Julia had a plan to keep those ruffians at bay. She promised them hot breakfast if they'd wait till the next day. So late into the night, while the men were bedded down, she disguised the governor in a dress and cloak she'd found. He was a damsel in distress when she put him in that dress. She had to get him out of town. Without a shawl over his head, Governor Reeder would be dead. And without her, he surely would be found. A wagon was waiting about a mile down by the creek. They slipped by snoring men as they lay there fast asleep. Dreaming of those biscuits in the morning, fresh and hot. Julia tricked those men, Reeder never would be caught. He was a damsel in distress when she put him in that dress. She had to get him out of town. Without a shawl over his head, Governor Reeder would be dead, and without her, he surely would be found. Up just to find the governor gone. They threw a big old ruckus out there on the Stinson lawn. It took her quite a while, but Miss Julia talked so sweet. She calmed the rebels down with her hot biscuits there to eat. He was a damsel in distress when she put him in that dress. She had to get him out of town. Without a shawl over his head, Governor Reeder would be dead. And without her, he surely would be found. And without her, he surely would be found.
That was the Alfred Packer Memorial String Band performing Damsel in Distress off the new CD Prairie Glimpses. Diane, do you envision this as an ongoing project, that there might be a Prairie Glimpses 2 down the road or something to that effect?
The more people I talk to, the more people ask me that exact question. And it's certainly, we're not without song ideas and not without talented Kansas artists to feature on CDs like this in the future. And I do see that coming. Another thing I see coming with Prairie Glimpses is I would like to create a music video / documentary out of this project, because it really lends itself to education. And I think that when you are able to both hear music and see video, that it becomes very memorable, and especially in teaching or just awareness in general of Kansas music, I think the opportunity for the extension of the project is coming down the road. In fact, I've been and had some conversations with some folks who are very interested in doing that side of the project.
Again, the CD is called Prairie Glimpses, and it features 16 new songs about Kansas performed by artists from across the state. You can pick up your copy at the Kansas History Museum and also at kansassongproject.com, with promise of CD locations in Lawrence coming up soon. Thanks for joining us, Dan.
Thank you very much, Terry. Appreciate your time.
Now here's a look at what's going on in Lawrence the next few days. Arthur Dodge has a CD release show at 10 tonight at the 8th Street Tap Room. The U.S. Army's 1st Infantry Division Band plays a concert at 7 tonight at Liberty Hall. Kansas City band In the Pines plays at 10 Saturday night at the Bottleneck. And Harley Poe and the Dead Vampires come for a show at 10 Monday. That's at the Replay Lounge. We leave you now with the title track from Prairie Glimpses. It's performed by the Past Tense Bluegrass Band. Thanks for joining us for this week's Pulse Podcast. We'll see you back here next Friday.
Cerulean brushstroke paints the sky. Above the ground, climb the ladder to the top, watchtower of the plains, silent shepherd of the crops. Prairie glimpses all in view, prairie colors shining through, prairie light all aglow, prairie life is all I know. Among the wildflowers, lay Shades of grass in every hue, a palette like a rainbow, set against the sky so blue. Kansas wind blows with a fury, blowing dust and thistle too, brings with it the storm clouds. Torrential rains come raging through, prairie glimpses all in view, prairie colors shining through, prairie light all aglow, prairie life is all I know. Prairie glimpses all in view, prairie colors shining through, prairie light.